Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Black Monday is officially here in the NFL. It's just one day after the regular season has come to an end. Three franchises have fired their head coaches, including the Cleveland Browns, who dismissed Kevin Stefanski after six seasons. The Raiders have let go of Pete Carroll, and the Cardinals are out on Jonathan Gannon. Yesterday, the Falcons parted ways with Raheem Morris. A coach that will be back in for another season is Bengals head coach Zach Taylor, the team announced today. Cincinnati finished the season 6-11 and missed the playoffs for the third straight season. College hoops tonight, the Ohio State men's basketball team welcomes in 10th-ranked Nebraska. The Buckeyes look to hand Nebraska their first loss on the season tonight at 6:30. Pre-game coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. Ohio State football transfer portal linebacker C.J. Hicks has announced he's following Brian Hartline to South Florida. This one's sponsored by Awaken Our Need Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. AwakenOurNeedWeightLoss.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I've got my good friend Jen Winters here with me today.
Hi, Timmy.
Next best thing to not having our Common Man.
Oh, you're very sweet.
How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Teddy, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
Everybody is here.
Everybody's
and accounted for. Except for our main man, the Common Man. So we have a very, very busy Monday here.
And it's a short show.
Short show because we have a major Buckeye basketball game coming up at 5:30. They survived that one on Friday night. Ooh, Jen.
It gets the records.
So you got...
What's a Rutger?
You got Shea Stadium.
Yes.
That's the football field at Rutger. And then you got the Rack. That's the basketball arena.
The Rack.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with like an old, like a classic, simple name. It's actually Jersey Mike's Arena, which as far as sponsorships go.
What a great sponsorship.
You're in Jersey. Get the Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
Rack is what? It's Rutgers Athletic Center.
I'm good with that. What they did there.
I'm good with that acronym.
A little
acronym thing there. No, but they were getting their brains beat in by 15 in the first half. I think you could see like that was a 7-6 Rutgers team. That is not the road win. Or that's not the road game that you can afford to let slip away. You already got one on the season against Northwestern. Two Big Ten road games in your first two opportunities. They are not all going to be that gettable.
No.
So you got to take them as they appear on the schedule. And now you get an unbeaten Nebraska team. And I'll say the same thing that I said when Illinois came in here. I don't care how good Nebraska is. These are games that you've got to win.
Absolutely.
If you want to be a top 25 program, then sure, if teams have better metrics than you and are better on paper, and not just on paper, but let's be honest, Nebraska is better. They are a better basketball team right now. Fred Hoiberg has really built this up. But this is the kind of game you've got to win on your home court.
I hope they can do it.
I know.
It's just weird.
I don't know. Are they going to have that kind of environment? Nebraska, if this were in Nebraska.
Oh, they would totally have that environment.
I know they had a weekend game.
There's not a lot to do in Nebraska. I can say that. I have family from there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Lincoln or Omaha?
Yes, and Scott's Bluff.
Oh, Scott's Bluff.
Scott's Bluff.
Scott Staff's Bluff?
Yes. said he's not really a great singer. Right. Just
people kidding. Just go around saying, yeah.
But no, I mean, I just think it's here we are. Here we are.
What kind of record scratch?
We're just cutting football off like it's the guillotine. The head of the football season has been chopped off, and now we're sitting here, and it's just like.
Let me press you on that, Berman. Yeah. Because football is done, because football is done, and we're right smash into basketball season. Are we going to have an incredible environment? Because I contend.
I flip and hope so.
If this game were in Nebraska.
Yes.
They played Friday night as well. I think. Friday was a jam-packed night
that's
in college.
Like really
I think
close
that's when it was.
Back-to-back for basketball, isn't
it? It is. Well, they've got different
Friday,
TV
Mondays.
Partners now. So they've got different nights of the week they got obligations to play on. So you're going to see. Remember there was a month last year? Might have been 2 months where the Buckeyes did not even have a weekend game
because right.
they were playing so many Friday nights and they were part of the Fox games.
Which is weird.
But Nebraska, okay, Michigan State comes to town. I understand
that's
that.
That's a big deal.
But they have a very underrated home basketball environment at their Pinnacle Bank Arena or
don't
whatever.
Have anything else there?
And our place is so gargantuan. I don't know. Do we get 15,000 tonight?
I would love to. Are the kids back today?
Nebraska, they're undefeated.
I mean, if the kids are back break, then
I don't
maybe.
Think they are yet, right? I actually don't live in that world. I don't know when Ohio State classes start and all that. I know my son went back today.
Yeah.
I think most school around Central mm-hmm. Ohio went back today. This is sort of like the official
first
get
day back
day.
Yeah. I mean, technically, if you did you probably had to work a little on Friday, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, today is back and better than ever, right?
I'll
as
give
Greeny
you
used to say
as Greeny did say,
yeah,
I'll give you a happy new year,
uh-huh.
and then that's
and that's
I wish
it.
I wish all of you
a very happy
a very
new year.
Happy new year, and we're done.
Yes,
and that's it. And you know what? I think because of how it's the Monday, that's the reason for it.
I think it's
we're
perfect.
We're 5 days into the
yes,
new year.
It sets it up perfectly. You're back to work. It's the new year, and then no more.
This was my guy Larry David on an episode of Curb. He had his thoughts on this.
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations. It's kind of run out on the new year. 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days might be a little light.
I think 3 days
two,
is too
two
late.
Weeks is absurd.
No, that's stupid.
As the woman in the gym is talking about with him. Yeah, that's dumb. But here we go. It's the Monday. We're all back to work. We're 5 days in.
5 days.
Tomorrow is just Tuesday. That's mm-hmm. it. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Or we'll see you tomorrow, too.
Right, and then my friend Crystal's birthday is tomorrow. So let's just celebrate Crystal's birthday and see you next Tuesday. And then we'll just, you know, hit New Year's next year.
I mean, everybody's back to work today.
Yeah.
Unless you're a bum and you're just
taking
days off on the very first working day of the calendar year.
Who does that?
I mean,
you could take Friday off right after New Year's, but the Monday back, you come back to work, you're excited. Well, maybe you're not excited, but you got to get back to work and get going, right?
Make work your favorite.
Yeah.
Work's
do
your new favorite.
That's don't take this day off. Who does that?
I mean, we're here to work. We're here for our audience. Most importantly, we're here for Tegna, our company. Oh,
that's right.
Do those it for that, Tegna. Those that write our checks, Tegna.
They care about
that's
us.
That's who we're here for.
But I
for
think
Big
we're,
Rick?
Yeah, Big Rick. But I think we're burying the lead
for
here.
Fish?
It's the best day on the sports calendar, according to me.
Black Monday.
I love me some Black
Jenny,
Monday.
Jenny liked to see people get
I
fired.
I love seeing the people get fired.
Jenny liked to see millionaires get fired.
Yeah.
Who will go right back to being millionaires.
And making incompetent decisions on other teams.
It's just a cycle.
It is.
You just get another job
but
somewhere else.
I like
else.
It, though. It's so fun. It's just like a surprise party. You open up Twitter and you're like, wait, we got to make sure that this Adam Schefter really is Adam Schefter and what he's reporting really is true. And then when that comes to fruition, you're like, cool.
I don't like those people that do the fake accounts.
I think it's funny, but
I
think
lame.
It's also terrible.
I say you're a loser. Get a job. No, boy, do I sound old. Get a job. Come
it's,
on.
Yeah. But it's still
no,
fun.
It's just,
the
it's
fact
not,
that you can dupe like not, a massive organization into thinking somebody got fired. Like, I think that's It's kind of funny. It's terrible, but I think it's kind of funny also.
You really got to watch it.
You really do.
You really got to watch it.
This day and age. I mean, Adam King thought that that security camera footage was AI, but we'll get to that some other point.
He thought that it was AI, mm-hmm. even though he lived it.
Even though he lived it.
Adam's so great, too.
I love him.
He comes up today, and great job, by the way. For anybody that hasn't seen the whole like social media video that was compiled off of the ping pong table gate
yes.
that we got into last week, it's all there on our Instagram account,
Facebook,
our Twitter account,
TikTok. Yeah. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Jen spliced up the discussion on our show and then mixed it with the actual surveillance footage mm-hmm. of what really happened with the ping pong table left in disarray. And then me and Common Man watching the surveillance video.
I was just really glad.
All in the same one. It was a good job.
That I was able to get your reaction.
King tries to come by and act all sly about it with like, oh, you're welcome. You know, I give you some good stuff. I'm like, yeah. You know, the thing about you, King, is you have no idea that you're doing it. You come by and you tell me like, oh, you're welcome. You know, you got a lot of fun stuff to talk about because of that. I'm like, King, you don't even know what you're doing in the moment.
No.
You can see it on your face.
It's
you're
so
talking
good.
On the phone. You're trying to fix it. Your brain, you're scattered in the moment.
My favorite part about the whole thing is the net is slowly falling off of the table. And then he just is like, okay, I'm done. And just walks away.
He throws it.
I know.
He chucks it.
Walks away.
Well, I mean.
Oh, I love it.
He probably was running late for his flight. I think
it was Tuesday afternoon.
He wasn't flying.
It was
flying
the Tuesday before Christmas.
Yeah, so he must have had something else going on.
Yeah.
But if it was the day of his flight, I'm sure he would have been racing to the airport about 50 minutes before takeoff.
I mean, that tracks. That's what he does. That's his brand.
All right. As Jen said, we got Black Monday. So we'll kind of do, I'm going to talk some Buckeye football in this hour.
Yeah, we
and
should.
And we're going to do a lot of Kevin Stefanski's firing. Zach Taylor never getting fired in Cincinnati. He gets to stay there. They actually gave him a lifetime contract today. I saw a fake Adam Schefter tweet it out. So
it's like,
you know, I'm sure it's true.
Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
We'll do a lot of that in the 4 o'clock hour, like we're used to doing on a Reaction Monday, even though we have no like jam-packed college football in hour one. There are a lot of off-season topics to talk about.
Yes.
And should we be concerned about the start of this Buckeye football offseason? We're going to discuss it next. Jen Winters is in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup at the intersection of North Wilson Road, north of West Broad Street. And there's also a crash causing delay on St. Clair Avenue at Old Leonard Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
We'd lift, and then you just go to practice afterwards. When did gym become extinct? When do we get to the point where, like, we don't sweat in gym class?
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies for us today to kick off the week, with daytime highs getting up into the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, a little bit milder with lows right around freezing and mostly cloudy skies. And then for Tuesday, chances of rain are back into the forecast. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and mild with breezy winds and highs in the low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Jen Winters is here today. Happy Monday, everyone. I'll be your good, clean boy. Jen, you are in luck because I would like to talk about ED for just
a
minute.
I'm so happy to hear you talk about
great?
It.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Fix your pee-pee.
And if you are looking to get rid of that limp spaghetti noodle, then I have the guys that you should be talking to. Tri-State Men's Health. They've been our friends for a few years now. They have two wonderful locations right here in Central Ohio. Start off by going to tristatemenshealth.com. Take a look around that website. You can explore some of their treatment options. The thing that's good about them is they will tailor the treatments to exactly what you have going on. And in this case, what you have going on is ED. They'll turn that frown upside down. It's exactly what they're going to do. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. So check them out, tristatemenshealth.com, and get off to a nice start to your new year. So where are we going here? Buckeye football.
Yes.
Jen, last year we didn't have anything to be concerned about.
No.
Aside from getting the rivalry game turned around.
Right.
And I think if we rewind, I don't think any of us were making it out to be that you want to win that game over a national championship. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go down that road. I think what we learned about that game this year is that if you just rewind and live in that week, having a regular season game that matters a whole heck of a lot, that's great.
Yes.
And that's what that is. It doesn't mean that this isn't much worse losing your last two games right after you win that game to
exactly.
go 12-0 and the air's out of the tires. I wouldn't say that we're spinning aimlessly, but I'm more concerned. Last year, it was easy. You won four straight games.
Right.
It was an incredible run. You're national champs. Guys can leave. Coaches can leave. You'll trust that you'll get the right guys back.
Right, and you'll rebuild. You know, you have a
not
good
even
core.
Rebuild. It's more like
you'll
recharge.
Just recharge.
There's no rebuilding at a place like Ohio State until we get to a point where we have to call it that.
Well,
but coming off of a 12-win season,
exactly.
I'm not going to call that a rebuild. That's still the old reload, as they say.
Can I just really quickly, the people who immediately were out there saying, well, at least we beat Michigan after the Miami game, go to hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
that drove me up the wall. I just had to say that because I didn't have.
I'm with you.
I had to.
When we beat Michigan,
that was a great feeling.
When
yes.
we beat Michigan, that was awesome.
And then when
we didn't win the Big Ten championship game the next week,
that felt like
that
we
stunk.
Lost to Michigan.
Yeah,
and then we had the Miami game.
I'll stop. It didn't feel like we lost to Michigan again. Like double down. It felt like such a missed opportunity.
Yes,
like in the way you beat Michigan. You beat them like a drum.
Yeah,
you beat them
You
beat them with physicality, with nastiness, with toughness in the trenches, and it looked like that was a team that was primed and ready and unstoppable, much like in the same way as last year's team was unstoppable in that four-game stretch.
Yes.
Where they won every single game by double digits. The first two, my God, like those were embarrassments.
Oh, they
were Tennessee and Oregon games.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. And then now it's just, I don't know, and to you think about the transfer portal and the fact that, you know, as of the time we were coming on air, it was, what, 15 guys in the portal?
Oh, I think it was already, I think it was 17.
Oh, boy.
I think it was already 17. Now, everyone is a different degree of player, right?
I mean, and like, Keen Holes has already gone to Louisville, and, you know, we've got Mason Williams coming in from OU, which makes me very happy.
Like an OU pipeline here, right?
And with I totally give us the OU tight ends.
Harvard of the Hawking, bring him here.
That.
Yeah.
But I'm still just, I don't want to say I'm scared, but it's just disconcerting to see all of this activity going on. And I totally understand it. This is just the way that the NCAA is. It's NIL, and there's no control over anything. There are no regulations set in place outside of your windows and who can leave. And, you know, you might not be eligible maybe at a school, but don't worry. That school you want to go play for, they'll figure out a way to make you eligible. And it just, it drives me crazy. But this is where we are.
The new college football, right?
This is it. And it needs to be regulated, but I don't know who can do that, how long it'll take to put those regulations in place. And so it's just the wild, wild west until all of this stuff gets figured out.
Start with Lincoln Keenholz, because we knew that he was leaving.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, we found out where he's going to go. We hadn't really got a thought about this yet, but I was happy for him.
Yeah.
And I think most Buckeye fans are happy for him. I can still remember doing the last Cardale Jones softball game. He was one of the bigger names.
Home run champs of the previous two years.
I think most people are aware by now he was the USA Today Male Athlete of the Year. Yes. This dude is a hell of a baseball player.
Yeah.
Ryan Day kept, you know, peeling the layers of the onion back about how he became a scratch golfer. So, hey, that'd be fun to get on the links with Lincoln Keenholz. But the links with Link. So he's great. He, about anything he puts his mind to, he's going to become a great athlete, just a natural athlete. But the fit, the landing spot for him,
I think it's good.
It's really good. He doesn't have to travel that far.
No.
He's in the ACC. Jeff Brohm is a solid coach, and he works well with quarterbacks. He was the last guy that was worth a flip at Purdue.
Purdue, exactly.
It's clearly tough to get traction.
He beat that team.
At that place.
OU team. That Ohio yes. State team up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no.
I think it's a good
I'm
fit
happy
for Lincoln,
Lincoln,
and I think he can wind up putting up big numbers there. I can see him being a 30 to 40 touchdown guy in his next year there. I don't know if he's got the 1 year or two more years of eligibility left. Either way,
I'm okay.
I mean, you got 9 years of eligibility now anyway. You can finagle your way in to another year at this point. But that's a good spot for him. And looking at this portal right now, and, you know, last year, obviously, you lost a ton. You lost some big names in the portal, but mostly you were losing the core of your team that wanted to come back to right the wrong. And they righted it by winning a natty. They didn't wind up getting gold pants, but they did a whole heck of a lot. And then that was a ton of guys to go into the draft. So I do remember right after it was done wondering, okay, you know, what's – we got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate coming back, but – is our quarterback play going to be great? We knew we were going to go likely turn the page to Julian Sain, and it wasn't going to be some seasoned, experienced guy that you got in the portal like Will Howard was.
Right.
There was a lot of questions, and as you got closer to the season, it started, the complexion started to turn up. You got some O-linemen in the portal in the offseason that I think you felt better about then than you did later in the year, like Philip Daniels. And remember, Ethan Onionwa was some, you know, big time get in the portal, and he didn't wind up factoring in on the O-line. So when you lose like a CJ Hicks, it's just a disappointment that he never materialized.
That's exactly what it is.
It's not like you're missing a big time player and a lot of production. He wasn't getting on the field much, and that's disappointing. Bryson Rogers at a time was a promising receiver, but Jen, he wasn't really going to do much. But then a guy like Mylon Graham goes in the portal, and I can remember some friends on the beat in the preseason just oohing and
talking him up a lot
over Mylon Graham.
Yeah.
And clearly with Ennis, Smith, and Tate, there's still just not a lot of room. But once these guys move on, you could really see that guy would become one of the next stars. So you lose him, and that's a big deal. Tegger Tshabola, your right guard, who might have been losing his gig near the end of the season anyway, that was hurt.
Well,
he's in the portal.
Hurt, and it sucks that that's how his career here had to come to an end. I don't know. I thought he was good, and I don't know.
Once you get a starting spot, and then
you keep it,
you might be losing it at the end of the year, and then all of a sudden you're in the portal. Yeah. And it's kind of, we had Carson Hinsman, who hung around and kind of had a nice resurgence type of story, where McLaughlin comes in, takes that job. He had maybe said some stuff on a podcast that he shouldn't have been saying.
So
gets in the doghouse, but then he comes back around, and then he's a really, really good player, the anchor of that offensive line. But when They lost Aaron Scott and Bryce West. That was the one for me where I said, I'm taking more than just pause right now for how the start of this offseason has gone. Brian Hartline goes bye-bye. Ryan Day was calling plays again at the end. That didn't look all that great. You need an offensive coordinator. You're hoping that our guy from LSU.
And I was excited about that pickup of the wide receivers coach from LSU.
I didn't hate that.
No, I didn't hate that either.
As far as Cortez Hankton coming in goes.
I was excited for that, but I just, who are they going to bring in to, you know, overrun everything offensively? And can we get someone in here to help the offensive line? Because we got found out again.
Yeah. Well, and I'm
and that's
also,
the thing is, like, we had the offensive line issues last season and it was kind of able to come together and, you know, we won the natty, but then now it's we kind of got exposed and it's like, are we going to fix that? And will the new offensive coordinator come in here and actually spend time on that recruiting that?
There's so many things that Brian Hartline was doing. Like, I forget about him for the time being as an offensive-minded coach and more of what the other was.
Yes.
Getting guys in.
He was a hell of a recruiter.
Coaching the position.
Yes.
Coaching wide receivers, which is what he was great at. And, you know, he didn't wind up stubbing his toe as an offensive coordinator until, you know, he had a lot more on his plate, a lot more on his mind. I'll give him that at least.
You got two jobs that you're trying to finagle, and I get it. And, you know, do you just say, if you could rewind everything, do you just say, okay, Brian, we're giving you our blessing, you can go ahead and leave?
All right, more conversation on Buckeye football. They got another really big name in town that they're trying to woo. That's in 2 minutes. Jen Winters is in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got hold up due to an accident that's on East Long Street on North 21st Street. We also have some slowdown due to a crash that's on Harrisburg Pike near Hopkins Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Teddy, that was not 2 minutes, my man. That was one.
It wasn't?
There was no way.
What's going
that was
on?
2 minutes.
Time.
Are we going to have more Jane Lynch commercials?
No.
Oh, jeez.
William Shatner.
I heard Jane Lynch the entire weekend.
Yes.
Give me Bill Shatner. What's Bill Shatner doing? What is he saving the dogs? He's saving dogs?
Yeah.
Little Sarah McLachlan?
Kind of like that, yeah.
With Rothman?
Yes.
Oh.
They're teaming up.
Whatever needs to be done, Jen.
Love that.
Is that why
Rothman wasn't here? Because he was hanging out with William Shatner getting dogs? Well, I wish he'd bring the dogs in here.
It's a perfectly sane thing to be doing.
Well, I know you're not a dog person, but
I have a dog.
I know you have a dog.
Why say that?
Because you like your cat more than you like your dog.
That's the kind of crap people always try to pull on me.
Look at that big boy voice. Hello.
Sarah always makes me out to be the non-dog guy in the house.
You make a good case on your own, buddy.
I don't like that because I put in the work.
I know.
I love that. It's a different kind of relationship.
I know, but she drives me nuts more than you like the dog.
I wouldn't choose to have a dog.
I know.
But I have been dog guy for our entire marriage. I've had to live with a dog under my roof my entire married life. And so I think I do a pretty damn good job.
See,
I do walks.
Yeah.
I'm at least three walks a day. kind of guy.
Good.
Usually the first one, we've been sharing it more lately. Sarah likes to get up in the morning and have a little bit of that alone time. And I'm like, be my guest. You know, I understand that having 30, 45 minutes to yourself in the morning, you're going to do the first dog walk. But this dog is pretty annoying. She doesn't want to just go in the backyard. Like, what's the point of having the fenced in backyard? She didn't want anything to do with it.
That's what we have.
She just stands by the front door all day. Like, oh. God dang it. Just go hang out back there.
And Harley just likes to go run, and she runs and runs and runs. She comes in. She's happy.
Must be nice.
I know.
Salem,
sorry.
Not
sorry,
happy.
Salem. I just feel bad for Salem.
Why do you feel bad for her?
Because
poor
Salem.
She has a wonderful life.
I know she
does. She has the best dog life that any dog has ever had.
But I'm allergic to cats, and I can't really be around cats because I get really sick when I'm around them. So I don't have any.
Why can't I just say I'm allergic to dogs? Feelings. Why can't I just lie?
You could, but you have a dog.
Achoo. Sorry, honey. I can't do it. We got to get rid of the dog.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure that the guy that gave up Salem was a liar.
Why did
made up some
up
story
Salem?
About polio or something? And I can't. What? Can't take care of the dog. Too many walks. This dog wanted too many walks. It was driving him nuts. So he took her to the kennel and made up some story.
Well, that guy's a jerk.
I'm joking.
Glad. Oh.
It's a joke.
Is that what you will do now?
Yeah, it's been discussed.
Stop it.
It's not. What do you think?
You're going to keep Salem. You love Salem.
What do you
Salem.
Think? We've given this dog two new knees.
Don't take you to the kennel.
$15,000 into this
just
dog.
Remember, though, she got two other knees.
Take me to the kennel.
Yes.
Take me to the glue factory.
Well, that's cool.
Well, there
after,
we go.
After that. I was asking our friends in the chat how their weekend was,
yeah.
And one stopped me. So Cass, who's always following us and listening
Cass.
To the show
She's
and watching us. Check us out on YouTube, by the way, if you didn't know that. If you ever get home while the show's going on, go and commandeer the big screen. Because that's how you really want to watch
it. That's how I watch it when I'm at home.
75-inch Samsung. That's what you want to do.
That's awesome.
Cass said, oh, yeah, weekend was good. Hit a deer. She hit a deer. I hope you're okay.
Yes.
You must be okay because you're in the chat. You're talking. And I asked for some details. She said, I was on my way back to work at dusk, and a giant deer ran out in the road, took out my passenger side of the car on the front. Luckily, we're still drivable. The entire bumper and headlight is gone, and the panel for the side was pushed back. My passenger door can open, but barely. And the deer had a broken leg, but ran off into the night before she got put down. LOL. I guess we just were left to wonder. It probably fell into the river,
it
right?
It did. That's exactly what happened, and it went quickly.
Or something got her. I've never hit the deer. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I
Bad?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
I can't talk about it.
Sore subject
for
Jen.
It is a very terrifying thing. I can tell you about it off air, and we'll just leave it at that.
Well, that's a great story.
Yep.
I saw something that I'd never seen before. Sarah and I were going to, where was it? We were having a fun dinner date night. Oh, it was Cuco's.
Cuco's.
Don't get to Cuco's enough. It's one of the spots that one Brandon Beam recommended to me a long time ago.
It's a good Mexican
oh,
place.
Oh, man. One of the best recommendations he ever gave me. And I probably wouldn't have found it because it's not really family Mexican restaurants. I feel like there's like a 5-minute net you cast around your house, right? And
you're totally right, though.
I don't have a lot of
Mexican restaurants, family Mexican restaurants around like where I am.
Hilliard? Get on a better Mexican restaurant.
Really?
We need something more like Cuco's in our corner of town.
Because we've got Cuco's and we've got La Casita and we've got Los Gauchos.
Gauchos is good, yeah.
And El Vaquero, like all by
me. Yeah, El Vaquero.
It's good.
Local cantina. Yeah, but
we've got that and Condado. And
I want like that one-off
which
spot.
Which isn't real. But
I want the one-off spot.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
La Casita Family. Is also amazing, and Cuco's. Like,
so,
yes.
Cuco's is great, and I don't get up there enough, but trying to go there more, because it's exactly what I'm looking for. It reminds me of the spot that we had in Raleigh that was right behind our house that we went to at least once a week.
Oh, wow.
We're on our way over there. We're crossing the bridge. Just something fun about crossing the old bridge. We got a river in our town, crossing the bridge. We're stopped at the light, and right in front of us, we got the headlights beaming on there. Never seen this before in my life. It's like a Ford Explorer, like a nice SUV.
Yeah.
And it's got one of those big metal racks on the back of the hitch there.
Yeah.
Like you would load up a cooler, people going to tailgate.
Was there a dead deer?
A giant dead buck with blood streaming down its face.
Yeah, that's Ohio.
I think it was the first night of hunting season.
It probably was.
When I kind of looked at the calendar, it was November or something.
Yeah, that's
it was probably
exactly when
day
it is.
One.
Yeah.
And Anthony Schlegel was just had his arm hanging out the window. Hey, man, look what I did to this sucker.
I grew up in Licking County.
And he got him.
When I grew up out there, all of the guys in our neighborhood would go out and hunt. And I'd be there when they'd bring the deer in. And I'd slap him on the hide and be like, this is a big one. Because that's just what you did then. No. That's Ohio.
No, it was.
You can go to Worthington now and apply to be a sharpshooter and take them out in a neighborhood. Because that seems safe for everyone involved. I get it. But my Lord. Wow, that's a thing that we're doing now.
So Jen, we're talking about the transfer portal.
Okay.
We're talking Buckeye football.
Yes.
And I mentioned that there's another big possibility for Ohio State coming in here. We talked about the Pitt linebacker who's going to make the visit. So you got Biles. That's a possibility. But also, apparently today, our guy Pat Murphy, who's with Bucknuts, and also he's hear him on the show,
awesome,
on the station, doing a lot of Buckeye shows with Beam, covering the team. They were getting one of the stud Penn State freshmen, liken this more to, you know, highly touted guy as a recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really put a ton of stats on the stat sheet for Jim Knowles' defense at Penn State, but
did
still
anybody really put a lot of stats on Jim Knowles' defense stat sheet for Penn State?
They had a nice finish to their season, but 7-6 and a bowl win was a huge disappointment for Penn State. But I did feel good for their coach Terry Smith.
He was choking back.
It's a good moment for him,
and he gets
that's the kind of opportunity you don't really get
with the new regime. So I'm happy for him in that regard. But
with Campbell,
Penn State,
So Chaz Coleman, former Penn State defensive end. He's a Warren, Ohio native. Ohio State kind of late recruiting him first time around. And that is one of the things that I look at in this portal game. Like, because Ohio State can go all different directions, right?
Yeah.
You can take somebody that maybe had 1 year at a big school, but maybe didn't get on the field a lot. So you still get to do some of the developing yourself. You could take a guy like Will Howard, who's a quarterback, right? The most important position in sports. That worked out well for them. There's all sorts of different things the Buckeyes can do to go in there and flex. With the NIL budget being what it is, you can't pay every single guy that top dollar. So it's like every school, you're going to have a puzzle to put together. But Coleman seems like a guy that could, if not this year, get in here, get on the field. Maybe like Bo Atkinson got on the field, but didn't really wow you and blow you away. And you're going to be hoping for him to take a step if he sticks around. I don't want to could see his name in the portal before it closes up. But there's another guy because I do, Jen, I think there's just plenty of holes. Every single position group. I mean, defensive line needs to get retooled. You're losing Sonny Styles at a key linebacker spot.
Yeah.
Secondary. You need to retool it back there. And then you look on the offense. I could use another running back. Even though Bo Jackson was awesome, I could use another running back.
How do you feel going into next season? I know that there's a lot of uncertainty.
I don't know yet. It's too early.
Is it too early?
Because
I still feel like I'm going to puke everywhere.
I'm still living in this worry right now.
Yeah.
Where I'm a little bit concerned. Where you gotta see it first. And then you almost have to take a step back. And even if you see the names coming in, unless they are guys like Caleb Downs came in, you're like, okay, that's great. Like, he was what he was at Alabama as a true freshman. You understand what you're getting. But like, even a guy, take Bo. I just mentioned Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really good player for North Carolina. Comes in here, didn't really do much. You also didn't really need him to do a lot with the ends that you had.
But you're also a North Carolina team that doesn't stack up nearly as high as an Ohio State team.
Well, not even just North Carolina, because you're looking for the individuals.
Right. Get it. But at the same time, you could be an individual who has a lot of talent and you could shine at North Carolina. But when you get here, your talent might not be as equal to the talent that we have. And then we can build that up.
Who'd they bring in? Petrino. Didn't they bring in Bobby as their OC?
I think you're right.
It's Bill and Bobby.
We got the old dudes club down there.
My God.
God.
That is going to be some hee-hawing going on.
Wow.
I mean, they both.
You know who else they should bring
love,
in?
They love the younger gals, Pete Bill Carroll. And Bobby.
Pete Carroll. Oh, they do love younger gals. Pete Carroll would be perfect down there.
I don't know. Does Pete love the younger gals?
I don't know. He looks very young, considering the fact that he's as old as he is.
You know what? We've been saying that for a while about Pete. I think Pete looks pretty damn old now.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, a year in Vegas would do that to somebody.
He had to go. Pete's just one of the many, many that was sacked here today. Hey, you know what? Tyvis Powell.
I love him.
Tyvis annoyed me today. He was here taping a little TV. We chatted with him before the show. Funny. I'll tell you why coming up next. Jen Winters is in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after Sawmill Road. And we've got some hold up due to a crash on North Wilson Road, north of West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
You still thinking job?
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's Reaction Monday, where our highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
No man today. I mean, it's the first big work day of the year, right?
Right.
We had our holiday week. We had Christmas, New Year's. Of course, we were going to work through most of it because we had the Buckeyes playing football, and we're here for you. But we get to January 5th, the last day we're allowing Happy New Year's on this show. And no Mike.
I mean, he had his chance to say Happy New Year last week, and he did. So he doesn't need to, moving forward.
We got to make sure. We got to make sure because when he comes back, no Happy New Year. Because again, this is the last day.
And he will fully agree with you on that.
Yeah, he will. He will. He'll be with that. But Jen Winters, it's good to see you. I'm glad that you're here.
For having me on. This is fun.
We're going to have a big NFL hour because I know you love the sackings.
I do.
The sackings. Not sackies.
I do like to kick people in the sacky. I do like sacks of quarterbacks and then the sackings of coaches. Also fun. Yeah. Good job for Myles Garrett.
Three types of sackings. Yeah, I mean, Myles Garrett broke the record yesterday, so that was a nice big thing.
Yeah, and Zach Taylor hated every second of it.
We'll
get to it.
We'll get.
Man, you're gonna come to my house and throw a party? I don't think so.
we'll have time for Zachy coming up here.
He just doesn't know what it feels to break a record.
Zachy has no Zachy.
No,
he doesn't. But, I'm tired of that guy.
I'm pretty sure does. Tyvus Powell.
Tyvus has Zachy, but it's interesting that you use that segue because before I get to the thing about his beard and what he was talking about us about shaving that really pissed me off. He was texting me about vasectomies this weekend.
I believe now that there's going to be a baby boy.
Is that public?
It is public. Okay. Yes.
Well,
it's very public.
Unless Teddy hits the dump button.
It is very public.
I wasn't entirely sure if he put that out on the show. That's always good to do it that way, right?
Surprise.
He had kind of told me. Going into this next round, like that was going to be it.
Wow.
But he sent me a bit. I don't know who the comic was. It was a pretty funny bit, but I didn't really share in this guy's experience. He kept doing the bit about cleaning the area.
Oh.
Now, and he wasn't just talking about shaving because cleaning to me was assumed. I mean, there was no like... There's no gray area in cleaning. Like I'm a good clean boy. I don't have bed bugs. It's all lies. I was going to go in there spick and span, like as good as you're ever going to get, right?
Right.
And I was just concerned about the shaving. We had all this discussion before we went in. Mike was sitting here and I was blown away at the fact that medical professionals would shave an able-bodied guy. Like, I understand, like, my wife's a hospice nurse. She's got to get into cracky and into sacky and every orifice and all that stuff and do the job, right? Because there's some people that just cannot do it for themselves.
And she's a saint for doing that.
Of course she's a saint.
Yes.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. But
right.
I thought, I was like, that really? They're going to do that to just a perfectly capable man? They wouldn't say, no, you need to do a little bit more. Here's a room right here. You can go and do it. I was wrong. It's something that they do. And I understand it too. You're a nurse. You're in the medical field. You see all sorts of stuff. I mean, these people are looking on a daily basis. They're looking at wieners and sacks all day, every day.
And it's just like it's same sacky, different day, basically.
It's like you or I looking at a football.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yes.
Like it's nothing. It's kind of fascinating to think about that, though, right?
That part of their job, their lifelong work, is to shave sacky?
No, that you could look at that and just think nothing of it. You're just looking at it and you're like, it's just a pile
probably
of flesh
on the second day of doing that, I'm assuming.
No.
Even as you're a resident, that's probably what they make the residents do. You know, the ones who haven't fully graduated yet, like that's how they start
of
them off.
Yes.
You have to shave sacky and then we'll give you diploma and you become doctor.
So anyway, I didn't experience this. And so I told Tyvus that too, like, cause the comedian was doing a bit about how like they had to clean the rest of it. And they used like one of the dines, he was saying, I don't know what the solution was, but like there's like kind of red, whatever it is, there's like red droplets on it and you like got to clean it really good and sterilize.
Yeah.
Well, I did like the shaving like an all-star because I was completely good and ready to go. And that's what I told him. I said, that's what, to my extent, I did a bang up job shaving and prepping the own area and was ready to go by the time I got in.
Did you ask them to grade it?
They were pleased.
Okay.
I didn't get a grade, but we went right on to just the normal prep into the procedure.
They didn't feel the need to go back in.
Because I kind of asked, I was like, is it, we good?
How'd I do?
She said, fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like that. Fantastic.
Wow. And you're like, thanks, I practiced a lot.
That's an A, right?
I would assume so.
You're fantastic.
Especially if they didn't feel the need to go back in there and get any strays. So, bully for you, Timmy.
So I told him, I said, my method was shallow tub, warm, soapy water, and then legs.
I was just going to say.
Legs up in the air and Gucci, Gucci, goo. Just get after it. It wasn't pretty, but that's what it was. So speaking of shaving,
Yes, Tyvus.
Tyvus wants to shave his beard.
I know.
He's going on and on and on. He's looking nice today. You'll see him on 10 TV for some of the hits today. I don't know exactly what time, but check the newscasts on 10 TV. You'll see him up there. 4, 5, 6, 11.
11.
They'll replay that to 10 TV plus. Yep. So he wants to do something with his facial hair. But the thing about him is he's never, ever taken razor blade to face.
Right.
So I say that he has never shaved. He uses clippers. He trims his beard.
Mean.
But he wants to trim the sides and leave a goatee, but he kept stressing this part of it. He wants to shave a little area on like the crease of his lips.
He
so there's like definition between the mustache and the beard.
Is what he wants to do.
Yes.
Make it a mustache and a chin beard.
But he won't
beard.
Shave. But he's not going to shave. And I want him to be smooth faced just once. And he's a man. It's going to grow back
so
in less than a week.
Here's the thing that I suggested that I think is a fun idea. We had the guy come in last year after T-Bone lost his bet to Tyvus.
And had to shave the face completely clean.
Well, and it was funny because Tyvus was like, he did not shave his face with shaving cream.
Yes,
and
I said, he did.
Yes, he did. And I brought up the pictures of it, but I realized
he was staring at him the next morning.
Tyvus had to leave to go to Cleveland, so he wasn't there.
He was with them the next day with a clean shaven face.
But in his mind, he's thinking it was clippers completely done. Anyway, why don't we bring the same guy back and have him do a clean shave and separate, you know, mustache from beard chin, and we just move on.
I just can't understand. He's gone his entire life and never shaved with a blade.
Yeah. It's okay.
I have to shave every week because I get yelled at for having a prickly face.
I think if he's more comfortable doing it on his own and doing clippers only, let him live. You don't have to like bully him into doing something with a razor and shaving cream if he's like ready to do it.
I do want to bully him.
That's really sad.
No, I do
he's your friend.
I want to see, this is what friends do. I want to see the man shaved one time. Can I not have that? I'll do something for him.
Will you know shave your sacky for him?
What good is that going to do? That's already been done. I'll show him how.
Can we do a video for social media on how to shave sacky?
I'm going to give him thorough instructions on how to do that when he gets the vasectomy. I'll go with him. I'll hold his hand as well.
Sweet.
Could the Bengals take notice of something that was done today? Please, please, I hope they do, but they won't. Tell you about that coming up. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got an accident that's on Havens Corners Road at Reynoldsburg, New Albany Road, causing some delay there. And there's a couple-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fair Home Appraisal. After we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. College basketball tonight. The Ohio State men's basketball team returns home after beating Rutgers last Friday. They welcome in 10th-ranked Nebraska and look to hand them their first loss on the season. Tip-off is at 6:30, and pregame coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. The NFL regular season officially came to an end yesterday, and four franchises have already fired their head coaches, including the Cleveland Browns, who dismissed Kevin Stefanski today after six seasons. The Raiders let go of Pete Carroll, and the Cardinals are out on Jonathan Gannon. Yesterday, the Falcons parted away with Raheem Morris. The Cincinnati Bengals announced today that head coach Zach Taylor will be back for another season. Cincinnati finished the season 6-11 and missed the playoffs for the third straight season. This one's sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday, everybody. Jen Winters hanging out with me. She is in for Common Man Panama. Ted is back. They've been quiet first hour. How you doing there, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was okay. I guess.
All right. Well, no. That's that.
I mean, what are you going to say? You know,
just okay.
What are you going to do?
What is there to life? Right.
I wasn't out. Yeah. It wasn't like when I was banging. You know, it was those days are gone.
What do you do on a typical weekend? I mean, I know you take every other Wednesday off. You're not off this Wednesday, are you? Again, we're just back to work.
No, Rimmer doesn't like it when I take Wednesdays off, so I'm here all week.
That's true.
He doesn't like how that. Rimmer has say in when and when you cannot take vacation.
He gets upset if I'm not here. And then after the interview's done, he still calls me at home and you know, we have to chat about the interview.
I forgot the name of the book already, speaking of Rimmer. What the hell did he say?
Back when I was banging.
When I was banging.
No, it was the...
it was some kind of catchphrase.
From the Rick Nash
And then there's going to be like a byline, a subtitle.
Do you believe in miracles?
That's
shit.
Exactly.
Was that it?
We forgot the name of the book already?
I feel bad because I wasn't... Was he on Friday?
Just in the nick of time.
It was the...
I love hockey.
It was
slap shots and pucks. Broken sticks and broken hearts.
I know. I liked the one
can't believe what I just saw.
No. Is that Kirk Gibson?
Was it Dustin in the chat? He said it was, I just haven't met you yet. Name dropping by
our guys in the chat. Yes, I know he said it on the show. I don't remember.
Hey, you guys listen to the show every day. What did he say? Please and thank you. I love you all. I didn't catch Friday's show. Sorry.
I don't believe what I just saw. Unbelievable. No.
I believe in miracles.
It's just Jim Lachey yelling, yeah!
Defense! Defense!
Oh, Lachey's great, right?
It doesn't get better than this.
It doesn't get better than this.
Thanks, Cass.
Again,
Cass.
Second Coming time through. Today. And then there's going to be some kind of subtitle.
I need to find, hey, Cass, send me a message on something that you follow me on, and I will send you a prize of some sort.
Wow.
Yeah, just send me your contact info and I'll send you a prize. So thank you for that.
Pretty good. We got Buckeye basketball coming up tonight. Shorter show.
Yeah.
We don't like that. This is what they got to do with the new TV contracts they're in on.
We like live sports. Live sports make the world go round. So I'm okay with that.
I'll be okay if we get to Tuesday and they win this game. I won't be if they don't.
Okay.
You need to win big games on your home court. This is what killed their season last year, is continually losing.
I think it'll be okay.
To good teams in tight games. And we already saw what they did against North Carolina, against a really good team on a neutral site in a close game.
But they almost won.
Almost winning crap.
Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
No, almost is not going to cut it. This is a different looking Nebraska team. I give Kasey Tominanga all the credit for building up this Nebraska basketball program. Not Fred Hoiberg.
Wow.
He was the fun guy that really got them going. No, they're a good team. They just beat Izzo's Michigan State Spartans on Friday coming into this one. So 5:30 coverage right here on the Fan. All right, Jen, sacking times.
Yeah.
Where do we start? Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, we kind of all felt that one. Why is it that we kind of know it when the Browns coach is going to go? You go to that other pro football team down south in Ohio. No one can ever have any clue when that guy's going to go, because for 2 years or so, you feel like it's warranted. And all they do is issue statements of, oh, we're really backing these guys. And, you know, Mike Brown says Duke Tobin and Zach Taylor, like, we are rock solid on the foundation and what they're going to build. And it is just so exhausting if you're a Cincy fan.
It's like, Cincy fans, but with the Browns, it's a tradition unlike any other. Thank you, Jim Nance. It's the Browns. It's the end of a season. Odds are, coach is going to get fired.
It's interesting.
Now, granted, it was six seasons.
Yeah, I know.
Stefanski.
That's what I'm saying, because so, they were firing a coach every single year.
Yes.
But here you go. You hold on to a coach for six years.
That's a long tenure in Cleveland.
You had a tiny bit of success there with Baker.
Yeah, he went to the playoffs.
But we did remember he didn't win the playoff game because he was out with COVID.
I know.
He wasn't there.
I know. It's
and then they
funny.
Had their game against the Chiefs. They had a really bad Chad Henne game against him going into halftime.
I bought the Chad Henne Chiefs t-shirt to wear just to troll my Browns friends.
You got to do that.
I loved it.
They're in the playoffs. They're never in the playoffs. Where do you really get off like that?
Because the stupid Steelers were like not in it, or they were losing.
They just got beat by them.
I know.
Didn't they beat you in the first round?
Yeah. So that's why I'm on it.
Yeah. Well,
it was funny.
Guess that worked for you. But anyway,
I wear that now as a pajama t-shirt.
You have a 6 year run with Kevin Stefanski, and it still ends the way one of the 1 year tenures went.
Keep the man
with Mike Pettine or whoever the hell, or Chud or whoever.
Traded the Deshaun Watson trade. You keep You keep Andrew Berry.
Look, I'm not going to tell you that I don't think that's not dumb.
God's name are you doing?
I don't know.
But
Andrew Berry gets to stay.
And that's just how they do things up there, I guess.
Are you really going to point to me like about successful draft picks with like Schwesinger and Fannin, you know, a tight end who looks good? If you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing. Like you have to have that. You all collectively took the swing on Deshaun Watson. It was a miserable failure. Mm-hmm. He's still on the books.
Yes.
You should be accountable for that.
Absolutely.
You've got to be accountable for that. Instead, Kevin Stefanski, who again, doesn't have much of an offense to play around with these last 2 years, he's gone. I understand if you're pointing in that direction. I do think they needed a change of scenery anyway, but I would have liked to see Barry Stefanski both out. As far as the Shedeur Sanders thing goes, like, I think Shedeur had some moments, because I just said they don't have a quarterback. He had some moments. You know, you beat the Steelers here, you get that win again, you know, yesterday. But being a franchise quarterback is more than moments.
Right.
It's consistent play. I saw a guy with a very, very low quarterback rating, low completion percentage, more interceptions than touchdowns. Again, crap for offense around him.
Yes.
I understand, but I also don't know if I saw the, oh my God, sign this guy up long term. Like, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I think there's a lot more development that needs to happen for Shedeur.
Absolutely there is.
I'd be okay with him getting a shot early next year. We'll see what direction they go, but that's where I'm at on him as a player.
Well, and, you know, are they going to stick in-house? I liked there was a conversation this morning on Bishop and Friends. Catch them here, 9 to noon.
Yes.
Every Monday through Friday.
You might hear them on Too Hot on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Teddy likes to play a little clippy or two. Well,
Bo and Baker, both, you know, Browns fans. Bo, you know, has his stuff with the team, talking about how do you go about picking your next coach. Is it going to be someone who's analytical, kind of like in the same vein as Stefanski, or do you go, you know, follow me to freedom guy? And they think that the call is coming from inside the house.
Who said that?
It was Bo.
Steiner?
Yeah, it was Charlie Steiner. Yeah, the Y2K ESPN commercial.
Mark McGuire is like beating a computer with a baseball bat. That's good. That's good. I like that.
But he said, you know, the call's coming from inside the house if you want to follow me to freedom guy and Jim Schwartz, which I think it's time for Jim Schwartz I think it's time for a redemption tour.
Resurgence?
Yeah. Let the man live. The man has a great defense. Get somebody in there who's offensive-minded that you trust. And if you're okay with Shadur, keep Shadur, and then let's just go from there.
I had another point to make about the Bengals that I didn't. And a shocking sacking to talk about here on a Monday.
Yes.
That's coming up. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got an accident that's blocking two right lanes on eastbound 670 at 5th Avenue. It's causing stop-and-go traffic from Leonard Avenue. And things are a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
Hello, it's...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at partly cloudy skies here as we head into tonight, and then clouds increasing after midnight, but still mild. Lows down into the mid-30s here for the overnight hours, and we're looking at highs back in the 50s here for tomorrow on your Tuesday, but it will be a cloudier day with scattered showers here for the afternoon. Not expecting a washout, but there will be some scattered rain showers passing through the area, and we are tracking drier conditions here for Wednesday and Thursday, but still mild with highs in the 50s, and then rain likely for Thursday night into Friday with highs into the lower 60s. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Foodgasm is coming up here at 4:46. Jen Winters is in for Common Man. Awful lot of things to talk about in Foodgasm. I don't know about you, Jen, but it was a hell of a food weekend for me. It was just one of those fun kind of weekends. Started with a little Raising Cane's on Friday night.
I love Raising Cane's.
And some different stuff Saturday and Sunday.
I had a new pizza place on Saturday night, so...
Oh, good. I'm excited to talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
Good. As we get ready for another run of Pizza Madness coming up as we approach
Timmy,
the end of basketball season.
Timmy, if I could only tell you what we got going on with that.
There's things...
It's going to be a Chris Collinsworth good time.
I tell you what, it's going to be good as I'm trying to find a Chris Collinsworth
sound like
good.
It's super slow motion.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
It's my favorite.
See, that's my Al Michaels filled with beef now, is him going, that wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
He and Peter Herbstreit. eaten from the same dish.
You like that.
It's so
you
good.
Like that image of Al Michaels being on really all fours
do.
Eating a steak off of a nice plate.
I really
But it's
do.
A nice plate.
It's no, the finest plate.
Oh, yeah, because Kirk's dog.
Oh, he doesn't.
He's eating off of like a night.
Fine
that's not an
Lennox
IKEA plate.
China. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's
no,
like
I'm the
Paul's
IKEA plate.
Paul's China. Yeah.
Right. Yes, Lennox. The nicest.
Lennox, even. Yeah.
Yes. Swarovski China.
We had the Lennox holiday dishes. Did
Those
you ever
are
have
beautiful.
The, I don't know. You know.
We we actually my grandmother had Lennox China, so my parents have that. They can keep that because I will break it.
The China set.
It's actually nicer than me. It's not allowed in my house.
The China set's just burning a hole in my cabinets in the sunroom.
I have a ginormous.
We've got like a little breakfast bar, and I've got. They never get touched.
No,
I can't bring myself to get rid of them.
I,
like, what do you do? What do you do with stuff like that?
What are you doing? Having a big old like fancy dinner party? No, we're ordering
dinner
pizza
party.
And we're using paper plates.
I don't even have a dining room. How am I having a dining?
Dinner
party.
We have a dining room.
Yeah, no dinner party.
Our dining room table is covered in crap from Target that needs to get put away.
Why do you do that? Don't be like that.
I'm lazy.
You got a dining room table. You got it covered with crap like it's our utility ping pong table out here.
Yeah,
it's your home.
It is.
Take pride in it.
We eat in the kitchen. We stand at the counter and eat there.
Well,
like
that's
savages.
That's fine, but you just use your dining room table as like a clutter table?
What am I
My
entertaining?
Would crawl.
It's the same thing. It's not even in the damn kitchen. It's a dining room.
You don't want to be good and clean in your own home?
I am good and clean, but I need some place to hold all those
Teddy.
Paper towels from Target.
Does it sound like she's good and clean if she has a dining room table that's just filled with crap?
No.
There's not little crap on there. Moving on.
No, I don't know.
Moving
I don't like
on.
That. Teddy, do you have a dining room at your place, at your palace?
No, we do not have that extra room.
What's with these tiny homes out here? We don't have dining rooms.
We just have the living room connected basically to the kitchen. It's one big room. And then we have, it's a great room.
A great room.
Yeah. And we just have one table there with like four bench seats kind of there. Bar stools that are there, not bench seats.
Does it have you got a little like wing? This is what we're doing now. This is where Common
fancy.
Man would come in and say, now we're talking about tables. That's what yes. we're
I mean, I live in a split level, so there's really no like open floor plan. Like in a split level, everything is
I have ranch.
No.
Ranch. Fancy.
Yeah.
Do
ranch.
You have a full-size basement?
No. We don't. We have a crawl space down there if you want to go check that out.
Crawl space, good for...
Nothing.
Good for the body.
Good for like pipes and spiders.
Yeah.
You can't store
Some
anything
pumps.
Down there that you need to last.
No.
It's too moist.
Yeah.
It's dank and it's moist.
Put a humidifier down there.
It's not going to help. Not going to do any good.
What was the surprising sacking?
The shocking sacking.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm trying really hard.
Look at you. We were here talking about tables and great rooms and split levels.
Oh, my.
There you go.
I'm like you with the split level. It's just a tiny little house.
Tiny little
house.
People
think I'm rolling in the big bucks.
No.
Got a 1,500 square foot house.
Putting green.
Yeah, but you do have a putting green.
Yep. Takes up the whole backyard. our neighbors thought we were putting in a pool. Oh my God, you're putting in a pool. I'm like, you're going to be disappointed. But you can come by and putt.
Watch.
If you,
oh,
if
they
you
can
want.
Putt, actually.
You
want
to come by and putt, then you could. So the shocking sacking. And I wish the Cincinnati Bengals would ever, take notice and how you can make a move.
Yeah.
Like you don't got to wait, forever. And
you can send someone down to deliver the bad news. You don't have to give it yourself if you're the owner.
You can clean house. You can say, sure, we weren't the worst team in the NFL. I don't even know what that means, what that's saying. You have a transcendent quarterback.
Right.
Some of it's his injury issues. We all get that. But a lot of it is the way you're coached and the way that you're not prepared to start a season.
Exactly.
And the way that you... wake up and you're either 1-3 or 1-4 to start a year. You're playing crappy teams that you should beat. And then you're trying to play catch up the rest of the year. And oh, we got close. We should feel good going into the offseason, but you suck. And you're falling short of expectations. You should make a change. I point to you, and this ties back to someone we know.
Uh-huh.
Celtic. You guys see this story yet?
Oh, my God.
You probably saw where I was going. Wilfried Nancy is done.
33 days.
He's done.
The hell?
And he's not coming back.
No.
We've moved on.
We hired
Wilfried Nancy.
But it was
done at Celtic. 8 games. He's been
and
sacked.
They hired him on the 31st.
That's
the craziest thing.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. A disastrous 8-game reign. And again, like this was performance based. You know, this is very much like you would see in early season NBA, early season NHL, where you rip the Band-Aid off.
It.
Maybe you weren't quite sure. Usually it's not like when you hand pick a guy, you go to another league, like you did some careful scouting and consideration, like this guy, the system that he runs, winning a cup with the Crew, winning another club cup as well. Like, this guy's got some championships to speak of, hot commodity. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. And then whatever happened, whatever transpired, he didn't get the system in place. It was way short of what the standard is. Worst 4-game start in club history for a coach, for a new manager. And they said, that's it. Thank you very much. He probably wanted more time. I'm sure Nancy believes that if he had more time, he's going to start to figure it out.
I mean, how much?
But no dice, you're done. It's
how much
it's incredible.
Did he have and who was on the team and all of that?
None. He just got there.
You know, I don't even think he probably knew where like half of the stuff was in the stadium that they played in. But yeah, good Lord.
Yeah, the club thanks Wilfried for his efforts, wishes him and his family well for the future. Wilfried's assistants, Kwame Ampadu, Jules Guggen, Maxime Chalier will also be leaving the club, and they take with them our good wishes. I like the way they talk. I like it. I'm here for that. Can we take sacking? Why don't we get to sack?
Well,
Why don't we fire? I want to sack, not fire.
You're kind of in a position where you can do that here.
I will.
I know.
I've been doing it today.
You've been sacking people today?
I've been calling it sacking all day. Have I not?
Oh, I thought you meant
even
like
with the NFL stories.
In real life, like you want to fire people.
No. No, oh, no, 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 no. I was oh, just, oh. Well, I mean, that sounds good too, but I was just referring to the lingo.
The lingo. Okay. Sorry.
And just the way that was drafted. The club thanks Wilfried for his efforts and wishes him and his family well for the future.
That's just so messed up when you think about it.
And I hope his assistants that they take with them our good wishes. Take with you our good wishes.
Are you going to pay the relo fees to get him back to wherever it is the hell he wants to live? Because I know it's not there.
Yeah, what do you think the...
God.
What do you think he winds up with?
I haven't seen that. It's a fairly decent severance
package. What number? They terminate the contract immediately.
33 days. They might give you 2 days of severance, if even.
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, that's a shame to see. I mean, obviously, you know, this was a clunky last year for him in Columbus, the way that it was rolling.
Yeah, but
there was just a ton of injuries.
Yeah. To big time soccer or almost big time soccer. You've got injuries.
Did Cucho go to Saudi Arabia?
No, he went.
That's where Lucas Zelarayán went, right?
He went over. I want to say it was.
No, Cucho did go to a power league.
I can't remember where he went.
I think he went to Italy.
I'm not T-Bone, but it was a while.
Maybe Espana.
It was a good, you know.
Yeah.
Teddy, where
Espana.
You go? Yeah. It's,
did you go to Spain?
The Spanish team, Real Betis? I don't know.
How do you spell it?
B-E-T-I-S.
Jerome Bettis.
Real Jerome Bettis.
Yes.
How about Batiste?
No, that's French.
Or is it Batiste?
Batiste?
Silent S?
Again, that's French.
Betty?
Batiste.
Like Betty White?
Betty.
French. On España.
Yes.
We're so stupid.
that's where he went. All right, we had history in the NFL yesterday. And you think I'm talking about Myles Garrett, but you be wrong.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's in 2 minutes. Jen Winters is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 70 on the west side at Mound Street. Police are on scene there causing some extra holdup. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Jen Winters is for Common Man today. Hope you guys are having a great Monday. If you're back in the saddle and already put in a good work day to start the year, I hope it wasn't too bad for you. Oh, by the way, we here at Common Man and Timmy are brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company.
Nice.
Nice.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good clean boys.
Good clean boys.
So, history in the National Football League.
It was a fun history.
You would think that we're talking about Myles Garrett. First of all, Myles Garrett.
Whoop-a-doo.
Week 18, you know.
You know, some people were able to get done in less games.
I'm kidding. It's an incredible accomplishment.
Great.
I'll say that about Myles Garrett. As far as the division goes, when you realize you got, you know, your guy Watt for the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Also crazy that you already had J.J. Watt, and he's one of the best to ever do it. And then his younger brother comes along, and he's as good, if not even better.
I think he's better than J.J.
Then you look over in Cleveland, in this division, you see what Myles Garrett has been doing. Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable. We got all-time greats at the defensive end spots
here. I really wish that he would have gone elsewhere when his free agency happened, because it just makes me angry to see someone who's that talented be wasted in that organization. And because there's no way, how in the time he has left, do you really think that the Browns are going to make any headway in getting towards a Super Bowl? No.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Steelers fan. It's not going to happen.
It's just a thing.
It is.
You just can't see it with your mind. And I will tell you this.
Joe Thomas was the same way.
It stinks.
It does.
The fact that you had two of the best from an offensive lineman, mm-hmm. defensive lineman standpoint in the last 25 years, probably longer too. Like I would even, you could say 30 years or whatever, easily this century.
I mean, Joe's already in the Hall of Fame.
Joe's already a Hall of Famer. Myles Garrett's a Hall of Famer.
Walking right in on that fifth year, you know, that he's been retired.
It does feel like a waste. But then Myles could have forced his way out. He was doing that.
He was
doing that. And then another sack of cash came his way. And yeah, okay, I'll stay.
I get it, but it's still just ridiculous.
It will be amazing for Myles Garrett if they ever do. I'm not holding my breath, but if they figure it out.
Yeah.
And make a run to a Super Bowl. It's gonna have to be like in the Super Bowl, you know?
Yes.
Not just playing in an AFC championship.
No, because
Super Bowl. You've done that before, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a long, long, long damn time. Obviously, you got to get there first before you can go to the Super Bowl, but it's like, you got to get all the way. Like, even if you don't win the Super Bowl, but playing in the game, like the Bengals did have that moment recently. Getting to the game, tussling, and coming this close to winding up with the Lombardi Trophy.
And then look what has happened.
Yeah, and I can totally see it. I'll be surprised if they win a Super Bowl, talking about Cincy. I think they got that close.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying it at the time, and I'm thinking, oh, get out of here. Joe Burrow is that good. He's young. They got weapons around him, but they are just so organizationally dysfunctional.
And Joe Burrow
too much stuff happened in Cincy this year.
Stay healthy.
He can't stay healthy. They can't make a decision. They can't build a defense.
They can't build an offensive line.
They can't build no line. You're right. They just can't get out of the way. And then there just seems like there's infighting that they're not... Infighting that they seem like they're trying to hide from everybody.
Well, I think that's like that on every team. I just think that there are some teams that are better quashing it than others. But then yesterday, not only did Myles Garrett do what he did, but the Jets did something, didn't they?
The Jets, Jen.
It's a great record.
The New York Jets make NFL history by becoming the first NFL team to end a season with zero interceptions. And I'm not talking about...
thrown by their quarterback.
I'm not talking about all their quarterbacks.
Right.
Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor.
No.
Zach Wilson, Blaine Gabbert.
Philip Rivers. Grandson.
Whoever else quarterback you can think of that may that didn't play for the Jets or
Mike
did play
Greenberg.
For the Jets. Mike White. Yeah.
Joe Namath.
All of those Jets quarterbacks. No. Would have been a great stat if they didn't throw any. We're right. talking about they don't get none.
Oh, boy.
They didn't get none all season.
That's
as
insane.
A defense. How do you even
like
do
not
that?
Not even a fluke little like
yes,
someone bats the ball and it ends up
like
in
the TJ pick
yesterday. Yes.
Just fell right into
fell right into his arms.
Pelvic area.
Nothing dumb like that.
Right into his mons.
Right. Just it didn't happen. And it's so fitting for that entire organization.
Here's another
just so bad.
Here's another thing too. Which quarterback had 3,849 yards, 36 touchdown passes, and zero picks?
Oh.
I kind of was already, I mean, we're kind of already doing it.
Yeah,
here.
And
it's right there
for right, you. It's off the top of my head.
It's,
and
the, it's the quarterback against the Jets.
Yes.
Every single week.
Every single week.
Yeah. It's a pretty damn
all
good stat line.
All of them but the ones who played for the Jets.
That's the MVP, right?
Yeah.
Almost 4,000 yards, 36 touchdowns, zero picks.
Crazy.
The Jets just made every single QB into the MVP. And Aaron Glenn, no fired.
Well, he's really good at dancing while
he's
celebrating.
He's a good dancer.
That's
yes.
why we are keeping him around.
He's a hell of a dancer.
Well, isn't that just his first year?
Yeah,
was
I think
Sala
it was.
Last year?
Eh,
I think
I don't
so.
Know. I feel like Sala's been out of there.
I mean, he's
Sala from Indiana Jones?
No, because he's back with
Teddy
the 49ers.
He got fired like in the middle of the year last year.
Yeah.
So but this is Aaron Glenn's first season.
Yeah.
First full season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dancing, though.
He is dancing.
What are they going to do at quarterback? They're going to have to find somebody.
You know.
They picked two, number two in the draft.
They picked two in the draft.
Two,
yeah.
Two first round picks. First round picks. Yeah. Thanks to the Sauce Gardner trade.
And I'm sure they'll do something
like,
smart with both of them.
Oh.
Like they did by picking Zach Wilson.
Well, and the Colts are like, oh, we thought we had the answer with Daniel Jones, and now we've lost our first two picks in the next two drafts.
All right, so we got no Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
We've got no Gannon. Jonathan Gannon is out
yes.
in Arizona after going 15-36 in three seasons. Glenn gets to stay. Pete Carroll done with
that
the Raiders.
A hell of an experiment.
Before that, Chip Kelly was done mm-hmm. with the Raiders.
Now he's in Northwestern, so that'll be fun. Good for him.
Weird spot.
I don't get it.
Just the last 3 years of his coaching career are just strange.
Or just retire.
He can't.
Why?
He won't.
I understand that. But just retire.
Would have made perfect sense to me if you had a little comebacksies to Ohio State.
No, total sense. And we would not have been like, oh, well, didn't make it in the NFL. Because
no,
he didn't
I don't
make
care.
It in the NFL previously.
We're not doing the NFL here.
Same stuff, different
you know?
Day, different decade.
We're
yeah.
not doing the NFL here. We're doing college football. And when you were here.
It'll soon become the NFL, though.
It's, yeah,
it's getting there.
It's going to be like a hybrid of
yeah.
yeah college football and the NFL. Yeah. But that went through me. But if you remember middle of the season, I think Geno, and he's a bum
he's
now,
a,
too.
I don't get that
be
whole thing.
Be done with Geno. It's over. Like some of these bridge quarterbacks, he had a resurgence to his career.
Yes.
Made
yes.
a lot of money. If they think, or if anyone thinks that Geno Smith is going to lead them to the future, they're high and they're insane. Any combination of the two. And I don't think anyone that's going to be running the Raiders even though Tom Brady wanted Geno around, right?
Sure.
He hopefully doesn't see it anymore. You got to pick another quarterback, try something else. I mean, he's not going to do what Sam Darnold's doing in Seattle.
No, like,
leave that one alone. Leave that one alone.
That is mind-boggling, but good for them.
First guy since, or the second guy in history, I saw this stat pop up on the screen yesterday, to win 14 regular season games 2 years in a row, other than Tom Brady. Sam Darnold's the only other one.
Which is so funny when
Peyton
you think
Manning
about
never did that with all the impressive the journey, Colts teams that he had.
The journey of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
The man had mono.
And they didn't want him in Minnesota. He had a 14-win season. They didn't win in the postseason, and he was done. Comes to Seattle, another 14-win season.
Funny.
Number one seed. I did not expect they were going to get the job done on the road against San Francisco.
No.
So, huge win for them.
Yeah, that game Saturday night was crazy.
Yeah, it was just a...
Because
they just hit it with solid defense.
What just boggled my mind because had the Niners won, they would have been set home field advantage through the Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah, but because the Super Bowl's at their spot.
Because the Super Bowl is at the Levi's Stadium. Yeah.
They would have never had to leave.
No.
They wouldn't have gone anywhere.
But whatever, that's cool.
We got that cooking in college football here too, potentially, with Miami. One win away.
Yeah.
They're one win away from going to the Garden.
I'm sorry, but I'm pulling.
Hard Rock Gardens, whatever it's called.
I'm pulling for
down
Ole
there.
Miss.
Yeah. What's the issue? What's the deal with their coaches? Did we get any update on that here today?
Ole Miss coaches?
Yeah. How apparently a ton of their assistant holdovers were going to be plucked back to LSU in the middle, which makes no sense.
You know what? Lane Kiffin,
either have it be all or nothing. Can you coach Ole Miss or can you not? Like, which is it?
Ass.
No, he's the...
He's the villain that we all need, but right now, like, that's just crappy. Those kids don't deserve that.
I thought I didn't like Brian Kelly at LSU.
Right.
I really don't like Lane Kiffin anymore.
But it's going to be perfect because who cares about LSU?
Did you see him trotting out there with that B Mulkey holding hands? What was that? Did you see that?
Gross.
That weird? Is that not weird?
I hate him.
I know Southern
so
hospitality. Oh my god!
Like the grossest pairing.
Holding hands, lifting the hands up in the air. Him and Mulkey.
He needs to start wearing the feathers and the sequins and the fringe.
He will.
And the high heels like she does.
He will.
Then I will take him seriously.
No, you don't want that because he'll do that. All right, Foodgasm is coming up next. Jen Winters is in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the center lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. It's going to be stop and go from 270. And there's a couple minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Get eco.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
football season is weird because we actually look forward to Mondays. It's Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Hey, if you ever miss any part of our program, do not worry. You don't ever have to miss a thing. You don't want to miss a thing.
No.
Armageddon.
No,
because
Tyler.
It's all podcasted and you can get it anywhere you get your audio completely free of charge. Just search up Common Man and Timmy Podcast. You even get the special weekend podcast as well.
Those are
that
great.
It comes right to your feed.
My favorite part about those are the little 5-minute segments you guys tape before.
The little intros.
It makes me happy.
Listen to the last one.
Yeah. Too busy to join us.
Common Man out today. Must he was getting a kickstart on his New Year PTO.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. That's probably
new
what
year,
it was.
New PTO.
Yeah. I know
old
we did.
PTO carried over from not taking an old year.
Yeah. I know we did the show on the 1st and the 2nd, and I probably exhausted him already. He needed the extra day, but he wasn't in the weekend podcast intro this last time either.
Oh. Too busy.
But that podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling, so we thank them very much for that. It's Foodgasm time.
Man and Timmy present Foodgasm.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, I told you back there, Jen, it was just a good food weekend for me. Don't you love that? Where you get a combination of eating out and having a good meal at home, and it just sort of checks all the boxes. It started on Friday. The more and more I think about this, like we don't pigeonhole ourselves as a family. And I got no problem with those that do when you have select nights of the week that are the tradition.
No,
you know,
we
traditional
don't,
nights.
We don't do that at all.
I'm fine if you do that.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sure we've probably gone on swings where we've done that, where Friday's the pizza night.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be one of the more standard things in America.
Oh, yeah.
I also know from going to our local Jets, which is a very good one, the one in Hilliard on Cemetery Road, they've maybe given me 2 bad pies out of 100 or so that we've ordered there over a decade plus. They can be as busy as anything you'll ever see on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
And they work their asses off.
Yes, they do.
To get the pies out there. The Flyers in Hilliard. The work
Flyers.
Ethic that they have.
I mean, they have so much.
They have every high school student in the city working back there. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how much they're paying them with pizza. But they get it. They swing them on a Friday. They're great.
I just hope that Flyers sometimes, maybe they move into the Grandview-ish, Clintonville-ish area. We would love to see you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, because it's
right?
not close to
no, it's
anywhere
a little,
we're
it's
near.
A little too much.
Yeah, so
to go out there, but they
but
do.
I still love them, and we'll travel for them.
A lot of their pizza spots have parlors, and that's what we have a special connection with the one that we have on Roberts Road because it has. It's not even very big, but it's got a parlor in it, and there's usually nobody sitting in there. So you go up there and you want to eat in. You get served. They bring you the pie on the classic pizza tray.
Yeah,
is raised up a foot or so. It's just great to sit in there. They've got the crushed ice. The kind of ice
nugget
that a place has is cool too.
I bought
and the
nugget,
wild cherry Pepsi on tap.
Yes, a nugget ice maker for our counter at home because I love nugget ice so much.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So we actually didn't go pizza on Friday. We did a Raising Cane's night.
Okay.
So we did an eat out. You get to the end of the week.
We just don't want to think about anything.
Whether it's pizza or something else, it's fun to just pivot if you had a home meal plan and you're like, you know what? No cookie. I texted Sarah. I was like, no cookie, no cleanie. I want Cane's. I just don't. I don't
sometimes
even.
You just
I don't care
Cane's,
if you're making
fine.
Dinner. I don't want to clean up.
No.
It's not about who's making dinner. I don't want to clean the kitchen afterwards.
Yeah.
So we got to go out.
No.
So we did Raising Cane's and just wonderful.
We went out.
What can you say?
I
it's
know.
It's just a brilliant experience every time you do it.
I hadn't been to a movie since COVID summer of 2020. Before Saturday night, we rented a movie theater to see the Black Widow movie with some friends.
Nice.
Was in 2020 when COVID was happening.
I don't enjoy
going to the movie theaters. I'm like Common Man. I don't want to be around that many people. I have a short attention span.
That's why you rented your own theater.
There you go.
Did you do the Grandview Theater?
No, we did. It was Grove City. There was an AMC in Grove City that was doing it.
Do the Bexley one. They got a cool theater out there.
The Drexel's my favorite theater in the whole
world. Drexel University.
But no, we went to Studio 35 on Saturday night. Our friend Crystal is, you know, it's her birthday, and she wanted to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show at a midnight screening, and she'd never done that before. It's a whole thing. Well, Studio 35 has this wonderful pizza place inside of it called Fibonacci Pizza.
Fibonacci.
And it is so good.
Fibonacci.
You can get hand-tossed or you can get Detroit style.
I love options for... How do you spell it?
Fibonacci. F-I-B-B-O.
Fibonacci.
And I don't
pizza,
know.
Pizza. Indianola Ave.
There you go.
Yep.
And so they have a lot of like...
Jen, I like
the one I want to try it. I did not try it. There's a... the Fig Get About It is what they called it.
We had a Forget About It in Raleigh.
And it's
a New York style pizza joint.
New York style it's a hand toss with prosciutto and arugula, figs, balsamic, and on a white base. Yes, absolutely. But no, it was
looking
delicious.
At the Detroit style that's got an option that has a little bit of the sauce on top of the toppings.
So I want to bring that to the table for Pizza Madness when we get to that point, because they're doing a good thing over there. And you can also, and I'm not plugging them, but I'm plugging them. Monday nights, I think it's $3 or $4 off a pizza, and you can call and pick it up from Studio 35. You don't have to stay there and eat at the restaurant. So highly, highly, highly recommend it. It was amazing.
I had I had some chicken wings yesterday that hit the spot too. So we were at this cool little brewery up near Polaris Parkway called Grizzly Bird.
I've heard of that. I haven't had the chance to go out there yet.
If you live in the area, man, I can see that as being just a cool spot. If it's a 5-minute drive from you to go up there and watch a couple of games.
Our breweries in Columbus.
Yeah, the microbrews are cool. And this was clearly a Chiefs backer bar.
Nice.
Half of it was for Browns.
That's
so one
cool.
of the owners must be Browns guy. The other one, absolutely Chiefs guy. All Kansas City stuff in there too. And they had a Sunday special, so cheaper wings on Sundays, which is good.
That's awesome.
And a couple of their sauces were like in-house, which I was, you know, if I don't know, I'm asking, right? Like
right.
If I'm somewhere new, I'm like, what do you prefer? What's the best? And so I got their hot garlic flavor, which they said was one of their two in-house sauces
was
that they were
really,
cooking
really
up back
spicy?
There.
No. Oh,
no.
That's cool.
No, it's just a kick. Just a little bit of a kick, a little bit of heat. And they're making their ranch in-house. That was nicely spiced too. Really, really good. Like good char,
nice.
Good dry rub with the hot garlic spices. I thought they were outstanding. So if you live near there, you're going to watch some games for the playoffs or get some of the Sunday wings, put that one on your list.
I guess the Grandview Theater, because they are also owned by the people who own Studio 35, they also have Fibonacci at the Grandview Theater. So there you go.
Okay, so it's just a little like
and it's not
movie
too far
theater
from us
pizza
here,
spot.
Then we can just pick it up and go. Check that out.
Look, you know I love movies, but I don't go to movies anymore.
No, I hate it. I really,
and I'm
really
a movie guy. I'd like to go.
I hate going. I really hate it.
Something about the cheap movie theater popcorn.
Oh, and studio?
And how they charge you $27 for
they
it.
They pop it in coconut oil, which makes it
coconut?
Taste better. Yes.
Coconut.
Because I asked, I said, this is delicious. What do you pop this in? They said coconut oil, and it was delicious.
Thank you, Jen.
So there you go.
Thank you very much, Jen.
You're welcome.
Two guys, we're going to talk about your game a little bit. Two guys in particular are being heralded for their performance in the Ravens-Steelers game last night.
You got to give it to them.
And it ain't who you think.
Oh.
That's coming up. Jen Winters is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane of northbound 71's off-ramp to 270 on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. It's officially Black Monday in the NFL as the regular season has come to an end. Since the end of yesterday's games, four franchises have fired their head coach, including the Cleveland Browns, who dismissed Kevin Stefanski today after six seasons. Stefanski coached 101 regular season games as Browns head coach, which is the most the franchise has seen since 1970. As for the other Ohio NFL team, the Cincinnati Bengals announced today that head coach Zach Taylor will be back for another season. Cincinnati finished the season 6-11 and missed the playoffs for the third straight season. And college basketball tonight. The Ohio State men's basketball team returns to the hardwood, and they look to hand 10th-ranked Nebraska their first loss on the season. Tip-off from The Shot is at 6:30, and pregame coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
No man today. We're not really starting the new year, but again, we've been calling this like the first official work day of 2026. We're back, you know? We're back to work, ready to go, set our goals, do our SWOT analysis, all that stuff, and no common man.
It's okay.
Taking the day.
You know,
Jen Winters is here.
Thank you for having me. You guys worked your butts off last week.
It was a tough week.
And you guys did God's work, and you came in and you broke down that terrible, awful, no good New Year's Eve game, and then you showed up again on Friday like the champs you are and discussed the other terrible, awful, no good games from Thursday night. So, you know, good job, you guys.
How are we doing with that game? How we doing with that Buckeye-Miami game at this stage?
Still butthurt about it.
Yeah, I am too.
So, yeah.
I am too. It's just, obviously, you take a look at what you did the previous year, and that matters a lot.
It does.
I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't.
I think it hurts more.
You get yourself equity when you win a national championship. It's a big deal. You had to make sure you matched what the other coaches before you have done. You won one national championship. Now you are in this special place. If you can just win one more, you're better than them.
Absolutely.
You've won. That's a big deal. If you could just win one more, and that's the thing. Like those, like we're talking about with Cincy. You know, and it's not like Ohio State's going to find themselves in a position, bad example, parallel to what the Bengals have been in the NFL, right, where they're barely 500, all that. But you do wonder, like, if ever a mini type of, even if it's a quick crash, are we impervious to that here in Columbus? Maybe we are, since now the whole system has changed and you can use your checkbook to make sure you're always acquiring top talent. But Jen, I mean, every big brand team has had a quick little fall.
I know, but you
Ohio
say that,
State
and all
hasn't
I can
since
think
2011.
Of is exactly is Luke Fickell.
That was a long time ago.
And
though.
The Tax Slayer Bowl.
That was a long time
ago. That was vomitous. But
and I would consider that.
And I feel bad because Luke Fickell anything was put into that situation.
Yeah.
And he's been able to kind of prove it. Now, granted, this Wisconsin team hasn't been very good. He was better in Cincinnati, but whatever. I hate the fact that that's a thing that we have to think about, that there's going to be something that's close to what we witnessed in 2011. And I don't ever want to think about
that. I don't think it's going that way.
I
would
hope
think
that never.
The worst would be what?
Oh, God.
Like a 9-win season? Maybe not
That's
a 9-win season.
Terrible.
If we have more beefed up schedules, if we get that, I know we're still kind of bickering about, do we want to go that route where we schedule tougher? You still have teams out there that didn't get in. Like, oh, why would we play tough games at all? You know, we should just do like Indiana and schedule cupcakes for the first three games of the season. I don't know what it ultimately looks like, but 8-win season, I would say, is like crazy bad. You know, that would be.
We see these teams in these bowl games and they're like 6-6. You know, like, but you made a bowl game. To me,
hell of a year making a bowl.
It's so gross.
6 wins, 6-7 season.
It's so 6-7.
Made a bowl game.
It's so gross, though. Like, I don't ever want to think about Ohio State getting to that point, and I hope that never happens.
Realize that
it could happen, and that's. Thanks so much for putting that into my head.
Well, the standard is the standard. No. The standard is the standard. I'm a little worried. I'm a little concerned because the opportunity was there. That's really what it is for me. The opportunity was there. What you proved on the field against Michigan, I think it got us all believing again. We were believing going into the Christmas season. We're believing in Santa Claus and believing in the Buckeyes and all that good stuff. And well, actually, no. I mean, we had the Indiana game before Christmas, so we were kind of a little I don't know, but chalk that up to exhausted team. Spent a lot of energy beating Michigan. Is the other best team in the country. If your defense can do that again, there's no way the offense is going to have another performance where they can't even give you 17 points, right?
Right.
Oh, yes, they can. And that's the concern, is that offense against really good teams, against big-time opponents, turned out to be not as good as you thought they were.
Yeah.
Over the long haul, and that again comes down to how college football is, where a lot of the games, when you're Ohio State, they don't really matter. Mm-mm. And a lot of the conference games don't really matter. You're just bludgeoning people to death. And so it gets parsed down to 4 or 5 of the football games. And that's what it's all about. And look, until Indiana, they passed all those tests too. Yeah. So it was a little bit hard to tell what we had going in.
I would have liked to
Craig,
another chance at Indiana. Just to say that maybe we had an opportunity to
the rematch would have been fun.
Yeah.
Would have been fun. Yeah.
But whatever. A whole overhaul of the entire system needs to happen. We need to get rid of conference championship games. We need to move the playoff games up earlier. I think the top 4 seeds would benefit from having a home playoff game. And then maybe we kind of divide the bowls up.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
And even though we might not use a couple of the extra bowls that we're using now, let some of the teams, you know, your OLIs, your 13, 14 seeds, let them go to those bowls and have fun there. And, you know,
have fun there.
A great time at the Chick-fil-A bowl.
Keep the Pop-Tarts bowl going, baby.
Right. But,
keep it alive.
But I think that's what needs to happen. And who knows how long it's going to take. And, who knows? We need someone to lead that, but who's that person going to be, and are they going to want to do that?
Let me switch gears here.
Yes.
You're wearing a Steelers shirt. Congrats to your Steelers for winning off of someone else's inability to make a kick. Boy, where have we ever seen that before? So that also just, that game last night had me yelling, ha, kickers, just smiling and laughing. You got Boswell missing the extra point. Like, oh no, he hasn't missed one all year. It's only his second miss in 4 years, even since they lengthened the kicks. And that's pretty good for a town like Pittsburgh to be that rock solid at your XPs.
Yes.
In that kind of swirling wind.
That swirling wind down there is crazy.
You know that's going to be the end of your season, him missing that kick. You know it. With a minute left on the clock and Lamar Jackson able to set the table, they get the throw to Isaiah Likely. And then Tyler Loop misses that thing, sails it right. And the thing that I saw was a blaze today. Great performances by some of your Steelers out there. But the two that everyone was talking about was Chris Collinsworth, but mainly Mike Tirico, just being heralded for cooking on the call last night.
And he did a really good job of setting up. I mean, it got down to that final play with the field goal try, and he did a hell of a job setting it up, and he painted words, which is something I don't think I've ever said about Mike Tirico.
Yeah, I mean, Tirico has just sort of, he's been around a long, long time.
Yeah.
And he just has such a good, clean voice.
Yes.
And he's very direct, and he's easy to hear. He has energy, but he puts it in the right places. Mm-hmm. He's almost like the anti-Gus Johnson, where his energy sort of matches the moment, but it doesn't take over or bleed into the moment. This was a couple of examples. I mean, if they're telling us how much he cooked last night, I figured why not give you a couple of these clips. Let's analyze these. We don't really do that a ton, listening to the play-by-play clips from the weekend if it's not Paul and Jim.
Right.
But this was, they had two big Zay Flowers. So these are going against you, but two big Zay Flowers touchdowns to put the Ravens in position. This was that first one.
Third and four. Steelers bring four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws the Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown!
I mean, good, right?
Yeah.
Really high energy.
Yeah.
He's not home or road team.
No.
He's giving this to a national audience that's watching a playoff game. You've got a playoff game before the playoffs.
That's exactly what that was.
Treat it as such. Energy goes up. Huge play. Ridiculous move in the pocket by Lamar to climb and then to
and the fact that
Flowers
they
to break
let
late.
That happened twice.
Well, dummies. Second time was a total bust coverage. But here was the second one. I got that one too.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go.
You got Collinsworth. Hey, he's doing it there. And then this was the one that a lot of people were talking about. The end of the game. The missed field goal that sent Pittsburgh into the postseason.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holden. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Then after that, you let it go for a little bit. We're watching on TV.
Yeah.
Let the moment take over. I can't remember if it was Romo at the end of a Super Bowl recently where he just is yammering and yammering.
That sounds like him.
And people were saying, just
let
stop.
Let it breathe.
The Super Bowl is over. Let's watch.
But I also liked the footage that they found from one of the news channels in Pittsburgh of the priest walking in the end zone and throwing the holy water in the end zone.
I didn't see
you
that.
You didn't see that?
I ain't
seen it. And it was near the end of the game, and they were like, we just got this from one of our affiliates in Pittsburgh, and it's a priest like flicking holy water onto the end zone before the game started.
I know something that Pope Leo could be doing in advance of
the
Saturday
Chicago
or Sunday night, whenever they're playing.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine they
home
get the
game against the Pack
in Soldier Field?
The Pope Leo sprinkling some holy water out there for the Bears.
Absolutely.
Bears.
Yeah, I'm happy for the Bears. Good job.
All right, back page coming up. We get ready for some Buckeye basketball tonight. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a bit of a slowdown due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at Cleveland Avenue, and traffic is a little slow on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at clouds increasing as we head into tonight with temperatures down into the mid-30s here for the overnight hours. And then for tomorrow on your Tuesday, we are tracking cloudier skies, but still mild with highs into the lower 50s. But we are looking at scattered showers passing through the area here, especially for the afternoon on your Tuesday. Now, we'll catch a break in the rain here for Wednesday into Thursday, but rain is likely for Thursday night into Friday. But still looking at mild temperatures with highs in the 50s on Thursday and all the way to the lower 60s here on Friday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
No Common Man today. Certainly appreciate our gal, F-bomb Jen, no. Jen Winters, hanging out with us. Nice little Monday.
It was nice.
You made
Thank
it a little
so
better.
Much. It made me happy.
I'm glad you did it. Thank you guys for following us all show long. If you want to reach us here, or send us a line. We, of course, have the email account, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Burner phone, 614-787-3093. Or text and tweet us. Or text, I just told you. Tweet us.
Tweet us.
Get at us. On Twitter and X, at manandtimmy971. A little discussion brewing in the chat there about field goal kicking and what we could do. We're talking about field goal kickers back there. Tyler Loop missing from, 44 yards, which seems automatic. Boswell missed before that, so the wind clearly must have been doing some stuff there late in that game, and it was made it incredibly dramatic. They want to know what I can make from, and I think everyone has done this just messing around at some point in time. I think I can make from 35.
I think you can too.
I appreciate that.
I really do. But you need to
and
not
I see
wear
you,
jeans.
Downtown dad, I see you not believing in me at all. Thank you so much. I got it. I suck. I'm a loser. I think I can make from 35. And I'm seeing here, Jen Winters is a bit of a kicker as well.
I can't tell you the last time I tried to attempt a field goal, but on my Powder Puff team at Bexley High School, I was the MVP my freshman year.
Little Friday Night Lights action. Powder Puff football?
We beat the seniors who had won 4 years in a row.
Oh,
and we began our 4 year in a row. We won all 4 years of Powder Puff. And then when I took stats for the football team, I would go out because I was bored and I would kick with the kickers and I'd kick field goals and I'd do punting. And the coach asked if I wanted to play. And I said, "Do you need to ask my dad?" And my dad said, "Absolutely the hell not." So
what?
Yeah. No, I didn't really want to. I didn't want to play.
Getting
really
in the way of your dreams?
That's not a dream. I was having fun taking stats up in the press box. That's where I belonged, was taking stats. That
coach,
was fun.
Coach wanted you.
Nah.
Come on, Jen.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
I'm not going to relive that Uncle Rico moment. So I think we should find something, though, where we can get you and Adam to do some kicking.
I think I can make from 35. 40,
I think you
40
can.
I'm not going to go there. That seems like, for a non-athlete, that's too tough. Little story. So there is the Indianapolis Children's Museum.
Which I didn't even know was a thing.
It's a thing. Oh, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Picture COSI, but in Indianapolis.
With even more stuff.
And sports.
And see, that's awesome.
Which makes it better.
COSI is awesome anyway.
COSI is great, but COSI, maybe take a look into sports, okay? People like sports.
Don't besmirch COSI.
Kids Museum.
Let's move on.
No.
There is a sports thing.
Indianapolis Children's Museum.
Let's move on.
It's a great museum, but because they have this outdoor sports park, that was built the way it's built. They got Pacers branded stuff, Colts branded stuff.
So awesome.
They got their minor league hockey team. I think Gretzky played minor league hockey in Indy or something. They got minor league baseball branded stuff. They got a Pete Dye golf expo thing in the back. It's pretty neat.
That's
it's pretty
awesome.
Cool. And most kids, they don't care about your museum. We're going right to sports.
Right.
Yeah, sports. They get in there, they turn left, they're out there. So we've taken Jack there a couple times, taken him there with a buddy. And the Colts thing, it's like a regulation field from the 20-yard line in.
Nice.
Regular dimensions. They'll do different things. They'll put like a little obstacle course there so kids can be timed, like a little combine type of thing. Then you can run routes and like toe tap in the back corner of the end zone. Fun, you know, just fun. Just, you know, dads and sons throwing the football, you know, brothers, all that stuff. And end of the day,
girls can have fun playing sports.
Girls want to have fun too. Of course, all the girls out there too.
I had to throw that in there.
Stop it.
I know.
They have the kicking tees, like the real ones. You know, I had never kicked off one of those before. Actually, bought one for Jack because he wanted to try kicking, see if he could do it. He's terrible at it, so he's gonna have to do another position. Can't get that ball airborne. I start kicking these things, and the footballs they have are not regulation. They're like the touchdown juniors.
Oh.
So I'm teeing some of these up, and we're at the 20-yard line, so 30 yards. I start booming these things through the uprights.
Yeah.
I'm just like hitting the bottom of the ball, sailing them through. I was like, oh, that felt pretty good. That's cool. Hit a few in. And these two boys are hanging out, and they're watching me. And it must have impressed them because they come up to me and they ask, like, hey, man, like, how are you doing that? Were you a player? And then something came over me and I just chose to lie. And I said, yeah, I kicked a little bit back at Fair State. You probably never heard of it. Go Bulldogs.
That's amazing.
And they nodded and agreed. They're like, oh yeah. I was like, I'm in my mid thirties. It was a while back and I'm not in my mid thirties.
That's my Uncle Rico days.
Man, I wish I could go back in time. I take State.
So it was a good time. It was fun.
I love that movie so much.
You ready, Backpage?
Sure.
All right, Backpage.
Backpage.
The Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, Buckeyes got to get it done tonight, Jen.
Yes.
Let's go. Nebraska Cornhuskers, Fred Hoiberg, undefeated, coming in here. Games you got to win. These kind of games.
I just can't believe we're here.
To no football, just basketball. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what you can enjoy while you're watching the basketball? New sodas.
New sodies?
New sodies.
You call them sodas?
Pop soda.
Well, I grew up out east. I'm a soda guy.
I call them either pop or soda. Like, it just is never whatever I say.
Whatever the mood strikes me.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have a pop night.
So have you tried the Coke Orange, like, cream?
Yes.
Don't care for it. Kind of iffy.
Wait a minute. Coke Orange cream.
So it's like a creamsicle. Like they took a creamsicle and they let it melt in your Coke.
Yeah, I thought it was like vanilla orange. I've had it.
Discontinuing that. They are coming out with cherry float Coke. So that is a new thing that will be hitting stores
soon.
Cherry
cream.
Cherry cream.
That's what that is.
I mean, that's basically what it is. Also,
how could that be bad, though?
I'm sure it's fine. I just like regular cherry Coke. I don't know why we need that. Throw vanilla into it, but here we are. And then Sprite is coming out. I love Sprite. They are coming out with a new mango citrus. And it will be available in regular and zero, and it'll be a Walmart exclusive.
Walmart exclusive Sprite?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just saw it and thought that was actually kind of interesting. But yeah. And then if you're a fan of, this isn't soda related, but if you're a fan of the spiked hard lemonades,
they're okay.
They're coming out with just a regular cherry limeade, which they've never had before. Which means you can add vodka to that, and it'll be so good.
One of my favorite fun drinkies to get.
At Sonic?
Sonic Happy Hour.
Cherry
giant styrofoam.
Lamed. Yes.
Cherry lamed. Like a good cherry limeade, Teddy?
Good.
I hate cherry, remember?
That's right. Yeah. You do.
Yeah, anything cherry, disgust me.
And how about a high C orange?
I could do that.
A little high C fruit punch.
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
Finally, Liquid Death. one of my favorites.
T-Mone.
Yes, are coming out with Gilbert Grape.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
And then Mountain Don't. So I love the Liquid Death guys. Those guys are creative and I'm here for everything.
Oh, hey, plug sheet.
Oh,
so,
plug sheet.
Coming up tomorrow on T-Bone and Tyvus from 6 to 9, it's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh.
We'll also talk to Zach Jackson from The Athletic. That's at 8:30. Bishop and Friends, you get Tuesdays with Tabari at 9:45.
Aww.
A special time right there. We will have Joshua Perry tomorrow. No Jen.
No.
Poof, she turns into Joshua Perry. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
You're right.
See you next Tuesday, but.
But tomorrow.
Josh Perry. Joshua Perry. Oh.
It'll be a fun show. A big show.
Happy.
Big show and a fun show. Hopefully talking about a big Buckeye basketball victory. Coverage of Ohio State and Nebraska with our man Beam coming up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And watch out for another slowdown due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 at Leonard Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Riding COTA is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on COTA, and with the tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.